The Paradise Valley Sanitarium, a review of our experience. During the spring of 1902, the attention of several of our brethren was called to the Paradise Valley Sanitarium building, which was erected for a sanitarium by Mrs. Mary L. Potts about 20 years ago. After being used for a few months, it lay idle for many years and was then offered for sale at $20,000, with encouragement that it might be purchased for $15,000 cash. In September 1902, after the Los Angeles camp meeting, we spent a week in San Diego and visited several places that were offered us for sanitarium work. In the building offered us by Mrs. Potts, it seemed to me we found about all that we could ask. Here was a well-constructed, three-story building of about 50 rooms, with broad verandas, standing upon a pleasant rise of ground and overlooking a beautiful valley. Many of the rooms are large and airy. Besides the main building, there is a good stable, and also a six-room cottage, which can be fitted up for helpers. The property is conveniently located, being less than 7 miles from San Diego, and about a mile from the National City Post Office. There are 22 acres of land, since increased to 30. About one half of this had once been planted to fruit trees, but during the long drought that this country has suffered, all the trees died except the ornamental trees and shrubbery around the buildings, and about 70 olive trees on the terraces. When we learned that the agents holding this property, becoming discouraged on account of the many years of drought, were offering it for $12,000, I said to our brethren, "I believe that the Lord has kept this place for us, and that He will open the way for us to secure it." I never saw a building offered for sale that was better adapted for sanitarium work. If this place were fixed up, it would look just like places that have been shown me by the Lord. A year before, light had been given me that our people in Southern California must watch for opportunities to purchase such properties, and it seemed plain to me and to those who were with me that the opportunity of securing this place was a fulfillment of the encouragement given us and published in the Testimonies for the Church, Volume 7, in the following words. As soon as possible, sanitariums are to be established in different places in Southern California. Let a beginning be made in several places. If possible, let land be purchased on which buildings are already erected. Then, as the prosperity of the work demands, let appropriate enlargement be made. In Southern California, there are many properties for sale on which buildings suitable for sanitarium work are already erected. Some of these properties should be purchased, and medical missionary work be carried forward on sensible, rational lines. Several small sanitariums are to be established in Southern California, for the benefit of the multitudes drawn there in the hope of finding health. Instruction has been given me that now is our opportunity to reach the invalids flocking to the health resorts of Southern California. In December, we learned that this place could be purchased for $11,000, and I encouraged Dr. Whitelock to take steps to secure it. But our leading brethren in the Southern California Conference were not ready to cooperate in the matter, and nothing was done. In the summer of 1903, the property was offered to us for $8,000, and again we found that our brethren were not in a position to act. The drought continued, and the owners of this property were very much discouraged. The orchards were dying. In January 1904, Dr. Whitelock wrote to me that the mortgages could be bought for $6,000 and perhaps less. Again, I advised our brethren connected with the medical work in Southern California to secure the place. But I learned that they were not prepared to act. Then I laid the matter before Sister Gotzian, and she consented to join me in securing the place. Then we telegraphed an offer of $4,000 for the mortgages. 2 days later, a telegram returned accepting the offer. Meanwhile, a letter from other parties in San Diego was on its way to New York, offering $6,000 for the mortgages. Shortly after we had secured the place, Elder and Mrs. Ballinger joined us in raising the amount to be paid for the property. Having secured the place, we needed a manager, and we found one ready for the work. Brother Palmer and his wife, who had spent the winter in Arizona, were in San Diego, and they were willing to take charge of the work of fitting up the sanitarium building for use. When we visited the place in November 1904, we found that much had been done during the summer. The building had been thoroughly repaired, inside and out, and painted outside. It had been fitted up with electric lights, and about one-third of the rooms were furnished. By taking advantage of several sales of furniture by wealthy families leaving the country, first-class furniture had been secured at very low prices. Our great anxiety about the place was the matter of an ample supply of water. Years ago, when the valley was prosperous, it depended upon the water of the mountain streams stored up by great dams. But as the result of the many years of drought, there was no water in the reservoirs to supply our needs. Some of our neighbors in the valley had good wells, but our place was a little to one side. The great question was, can we get plenty of water by digging? The well diggers had gone down 80 feet and found a little water, but they wanted much more. Oh, how much depended upon our finding plenty of good, pure water. With an abundance of water, our work could go forward, but without it, what should we do? From the beginning, I had felt the assurance that the Lord would open the way, but who could tell when and how? Our people were deeply desirous of seeing the sanitarium make a success, and as we met them, the question was, "Have you found water?" While this important question was pending, Professor Ballinger and my son went to San Pasquale and Escondido to present to our people the encouragements that had attended the enterprise thus far and the plan of organization that had been prepared, and to ask for their help. All were glad to share the burden of making this sanitarium, as far as possible, a San Diego County enterprise, and they gave freely according to their ability. About $1,500 was subscribed, and half of this was brought back for immediate use. The very day of the return of Professor Ballinger and my son, with the evidence of the hearty, practical support of the people, the workers in the well struck a fine stream of good, pure water. The next morning, Brother Palmer came up early to tell me that there was 14 feet of water in the well. The water is clear and pure, and we are greatly rejoiced to know that there is an abundant supply. This well is a treasure more valuable than gold or silver or precious stones. One morning, a lady came to the sanitarium unannounced and insisted upon staying. Others arrived before we were ready, and patients continued to come till there were 20, and our workers were kept so busy that the formal opening was postponed indefinitely. One evening, just before we left, a four-horse team drawing a large, heavy wagon drove in, bringing gifts to the sanitarium from San Pasquale. In the load there were potatoes, squash, and canned fruit, and also, in the same wagon, two beautiful Jersey cows. During the last 3 nights of my stay at this institution, much instruction was given me regarding the sanitariums which for years have been greatly needed, and which should long ago have been equipped and set in working order. Medical missionary work is to be to the third angel's message as the right hand to the body. Our sanitariums are one great means of doing medical missionary work. They are to reach the people in their need. The workers connected with our sanitariums are to be sympathetic, kind, and straightforward in their dealings with one another and with the patients. Their words and deeds are to be noble and upright. They are ever to receive from Christ light and grace and love to impart to those in darkness. By their efforts, the sick, the sinful, the prodigals who have left the Father's house are to be encouraged to return. God's word to these workers is, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Fear not, neither be discouraged, for I am thy God." December 1904.